Blog Talk Radio.
The blackness. Keep on.
Good afternoon and welcome to In the Know with Mo. I'm your host, Maureen Forte. Today I have a very special and very educational, informative program titled Legal Shield, Worry Less, Live More. Today my guest is Melissa Forte and Judy Taylor. Let's be honest, legal issues get expensive. Time is valuable. And attorneys charge at least $100 per hour. My guest, Melissa Forte, is a graduate of University of Georgia in Olive Harvey College Nursing Program. When she is not educating and advocating for those who cannot advocate for themselves, she is either baking, reading, writing, or exercising. Although Melissa has been a nurse for a little over 13 years, she made the bold and necessary decision to partner with Legal Shield. So I want to take this time now to welcome my guest, Melissa Forte. Melissa Forte, welcome to In the Know with Mo. You are live on the line.
Thank you so much, Mo. Thank you so much for making this time out on your radio show for Legal Shield issues and Legal Shield education. I am so excited. Like you said in my intro, I have been a registered nurse for 13 years, and I advocate for those who can't advocate for themselves. And now with Legal Shield, I can take that patient advocacy or that person advocacy, that human advocacy, a step further by educating and sharing the services that Legal Shield offers for people who don't know that they exist and who think that legal services and access to an attorney or a law firm is costly. In the past, it was costly. In the past, people were paying at least $350 an hour just for legal counsel. But with Legal Shield, we offer that for customers and for people in need. So I'm excited about having joined Legal Shield. And when I know of something good, I like to share it with others. Legal Shield, the services that I have received from Legal Shield, that I invested in Legal Shield as far as the legal services and identity protection, identity theft protection has been a godsend for me. I had no idea that so many hits have been on my social media accounts, have been on my email address. I had no idea. So that's just a little taste about what Legal Shield is about. I'm joined today with my executive director and mentor, Ms. Judy Taylor. Ms. Judy Taylor has been with Legal Shield for 18 years. And so I have her with me because she knows a lot more about the Legal Shield business and can answer more questions about Legal Shield than I can at this time, as I am not brand new, but yes, I am brand new to Legal Shield. But I would like to welcome Ms. Judy Taylor.
Welcome, Judy
Thank
Taylor.
Thank you very much.
To know with Mo.
Thank you so much, Mo. I appreciate that. And thank you very much, Melissa, for that fine introduction. I do appreciate it. It's an honor to be able to come on tonight to your, this afternoon to your radio show and share the information about Legal Shield with so many people. Legal Shield is a phenomenal organization doing some great things, and I have been with them for quite some time. My background is in corporate America. I was part of the executive staff of an investment company, and I did that for 29 years. And while at that company, I saw firsthand how individuals who had access to the justice system was able to make better decisions. They were able to get out of trouble. They were able to be proactive in the things that they were doing. And we needed those types of services in the community that I grew up in. Unfortunately, we just couldn't afford them. And so when I heard about Legal Shield, I immediately became a member. I'm so grateful that I did. It has saved me so much time and stress and money. And now I get this opportunity to share that with other people and help them also to be proactive and have access to top quality law firms and attorneys all across the country. So it's a pleasure to be able to share this information with your listeners this afternoon.
Now, Judy, you mentioned that you grew up. Are you a native of Chicago?
I am. I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, and I went to the University of Illinois. I have a BA degree in business management, and my background stems from not only running my own business before, but in the corporate arena as part of the executive staff of an investment company.
So, you know, as being raised and born in Chicago, how hard it is for black and brown to get legal and equal this representation. You know, I grew up in Inglewood area, and it was very hard. I mean, our black youth, boys and girls, even back in the day when I was growing up, would get in trouble, and they would spend the night in jail because they could not, the families could not afford legal representation. So now with Legal Shield, which has been providing legal service plans to the North American families for over 40 years, customers now can access legal counsel and advice from qualified lawyers. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am, you are. You are absolutely correct. One of the things that Legal Shield prides itself on is giving people access to attorneys 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, for instance, oftentimes individuals that end up in lockup should not be there. 90% of the time, there is no justifiable cause for them to be there. They may get stopped by the police for a missing taillight. I remember one time a teenager, he had colored taillights on his car. And the police stopped him because of that. And when they stopped him, because he had the colored taillights, they wanted to search his vehicle. However, his parents had access to legal services because our plan covers the entire family as long as the children are under the age of 26. So he was able to right away call an attorney, have the attorney speak to the officer. The attorney wanted to know why his client had been stopped. He said it was because of the colored taillights. And then he also said, well, is there a reason why you want to search his car? Do you smell any alcohol? Does he seem to be impaired in any way? And, of course, the officer had to say no. So because of that encounter with the attorney, the officer was not able to search that car. And because, you know, it could have been something, could have been planted. Who knows? It could have been something in the car that was left there by a friend of his. So we pride ourselves in giving people access, and we do believe that just that alone, Mo, will stop individuals from being arrested. And more than that, stop them from possibly losing their lives, because we've seen more often than not on the news and maybe people that we know that leave home and don't come back simply because they were stopped by the police for something that was very simple as maybe a missing taillight.
Okay. Melissa and Judy, I just want to let you know you have callers that are listening online from Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, and Cincinnati, Ohio, Kansas, and Oklahoma. There's a question here from Sharon from Chicago, and Sharon's one of my regular listeners. She wants to know, who are the attorneys and where are they from?
Well, Legal Shield has a network of top-quality law firms throughout the country. So in the state of, say, for instance, Oklahoma, You mentioned Ohio. You mentioned Chicago. There's one provider attorney. These attorneys are AB-rated attorneys. They go through a strenuous, rigorous process of becoming a Legal Shield law firm. And they are, again, AB-rated, which is a top rating that any law firm can get. So, for instance, here in the Chicagoland area, we have the law firm of Chiminoski and Moscardini, which is located on South Jefferson Street. They've been with a Legal Shield attorney now for over 19 years. Our attorneys have to have at least 15 years of experience. They cannot have any blemishes with the American Bar Association, and they are not under a contract. We don't have them. They are 90 days. We are evaluating them every 90 days to make sure that they're living up to the plan document that Legal Shield has them under. So these are some of the best law firms that money can buy. And the way that we do that is every dollar that's spent, a portion of that dollar is used to pay the law firm. So in the state of Illinois, our law firm is getting almost $300,000 a month. And that's because we have so many clients within the members within the state of Illinois. So when you become a client with Legal Shield, you are their number one client in the law firm. And that law firm is representing, they represent members of the Chicago White Sox. They represent BMO Harris Bank. They represent some large other clients that's paying them by the hour. But because Legal Shield underwrites the cost of the services, you are still their number one client.
I recall back, many moons ago, many years ago, that I had used Legal Shield, but it was called Prepaid Legal. And I know Prepaid Legal had changed its name to Legal Shield in about 2011, because my uncle had passed in October of 2011. And we had reached out to use Prepaid Legal for a situation on a burial policy. So even though the name has changed, the service and the organization still offers even more services, you know, as things have changed. I just want to let people know that Prepaid Legal is the same. The name has changed. It's the same services and even better services today. I have a question here from Terrell from Detroit. He wants to know, will I have the same attorney for all my issues? I'm sorry. I'm not laughing, Terrell, but you said all my issues. He said, well, I have the same attorney for all my issues that need to be addressed, you know. I'm just assuming he's calling from Detroit, not saying anything's wrong with Detroit, but it's the way that you put your question, well, I have the same attorney for all my issues that need to be addressed, you know, like from do you cover domestic violence issues, cases?
We cover everything from the trivial to the traumatic. And
okay.
The gentleman from Detroit, I forgot his name, I do apologize. When you call into our law firm, Terrell, you're going to talk to an attorney that's experienced in the area that you need that attorney in. When you first call in, there is going to be an in-text operator to just verify that you are, in fact, a member. They're going to ask you what the nature of the call is, if it's family law, real estate, tax law, if it's a consumer, if it's a contract law, whatever type of law it is, then they will give that call to the attorney that has experience in that area of law. Now, I know you mentioned a lot of issues, and that could, in some instance, can be kind of funny. But the reality is that you can call Legal Shield. This is an unlimited service. So your advice and consultation is unlimited for a number of subject matters. We have had members to call into our law firm 35 times in a week. Now, that person could have had a lot of issues, or they could have been just lonely. Or maybe they have been having questions pile up for a long period of time, and because of this service was able to get all of those questions answered. So, and they could, every time you call in, there's a different intake number for a different attorney. So yes, it sounds like a little bit unusual for a person to have a lot of matters, but I'll give you a story about myself.
Okay.
I've been a member with Legal Shield for 18 years, okay? And I have property in the city of Chicago. One of my tenants had a friend that unfortunately that relationship did not go very well. And so one person called in to the police and said that the tenant was doing something illegal. They sent over a police officer who came in without a search warrant, and because it's a two-unit building, not only did they destroy the front door, the back door, they destroyed the person's door on the person's apartment on the first floor. This gentleman lived on the second floor. So needless to say, they destroyed every door in the apartment. They broke out windows. You've seen some of these search scenes with the police, and this is in the city of Chicago. And because of that, I had to call into the law firm 9 times in one day. And I spoke to different attorneys because I spoke to an attorney that dealt with insurance because I need to put in an insurance claim. I spoke with an attorney that dealt with unusual access from the Chicago Police Department. I spoke to a real estate attorney that needed to handle, you know, whether I could evict this tenant, even though he was a good tenant. He paid his rent on time, had no problems with that, but just a sample of how many times I had to use the law firm on one issue, and I talked to different attorneys. And so I am very, very fortunate because if I had to pay for that situation, it probably would have cost me well into the thousands of dollars to have attorneys in all of those different areas of law to assist me. And one attorney, even though, you know, they have general practitioners, one attorney may not be able to give me the expert advice that I needed. And even though that tenant was on a lease, I never saw him again from that day forward because the real estate attorney that deals with real estate criminal issues was able to tell me exactly what to do so that he never came back to that apartment. And without getting into all of the particulars, I just want you to know that I've done that. I've used the attorneys multiple times in one particular for one particular issue, and this is the type of service that will allow you to do that.
Those of you that are listening, you can tune in and call in and speak to my guests, Melissa Forte and Judy Taylor, at 1-563-999-3585. You can call in and let your voice be heard, or you can continue to do as you're doing, texting me your questions. I just want to say this. I'm a resident of the South Suburbs. And what we have here in the South Suburbs, we have crime-free housing. You know, if you own a home and you have to take the crime-free housing training, and that means, like, if something is going on, if you have illegal drugs or if you have domestic, whatever, that gives us the opportunity to have that person that is residing in that house to vacate. Now, it turns out that when we have squatters, the squatters in the city of Chicago and the squatters that live in the South Suburbs, it's harder. It seems like it's harder to get rid of squatters here in the South Suburbs because they could just stay until they just get tired of staying. And so one of the neighbors a couple of my neighbors own a couple of houses here, and they have used Legal Shield. And it was just so hard. It turns out that they called in, they paid for whatever the fee is that they pay. But then when they got the attorney, there was an extra fee. So I want people to understand, even though you buy the plan for whatever plan that you select, you're not, if you need an attorney, that attorney is going to cost a couple of dollars more. Am I correct? This is what I was told by the neighbor.
Well, yes, you are correct. There is a benefit with our Legal Shield membership that will allow individuals that need to have an attorney for a more high-profile legal situation to have an attorney provided at a discount. 90% of the things that we cover with our Legal Shield benefit is covered at no out-of-pocket cost. But there are situations where individuals like a DUI or like a bankruptcy or like a criminal situation where you will have to pay at a discount. So you will get at least a 25% discount off of the cost of an attorney. And so if you have to have an attorney anyway, why not get a discount? I know a lot of us love discounts. I myself love discounts. I have all the types of discount cards that I could possibly have to save money. And so Legal Shield provides that also. And it's not the fact that I do want to make this point. It's not the Legal Shield organization that makes that. It is the state in which we are operating that gives us our plan that we can offer in that particular state. We are working diligently to make sure that all of our plans in every single state are unified. But there are some states where the legislature of that state, the bar association of that state, the insurance commissioner of that state, they get together and they say to Legal Shield, you have to operate in this state as a insurance, or you have to operate in this state as a service. And so for that reason, we cannot do certain things. And one of them is providing access, giving individuals access to attorneys for high-profile cases such as domestic violence or DUI or something similar to that. Back in before the year 2008, Legal Shield clients, at that time it was known as prepaid legal, as you had mentioned, Mo, but at that time we were able to do a bankruptcy for a client. But then the laws changed because the laws change every year. So in 2009, the law changed saying that we could no longer provide bankruptcy services at no additional out-of-pocket cost. So now that service, along with other services, is provided at a discount. And the same with the DUI. There's organizations like Mothers Against Drunk Drivers that will not allow us to have a person with access to an attorney to go into court when someone has been charged with a DUI. So that's the reason why we have that policy.
All right. I have another question here from Daniel. He's from Chicago. He says, Mo, thank you for this program. I'm looking into probably signing up and getting Legal Shield. I am the father, single father of a teenage, almost grown son. My question is, I'm trying to read this here. My question is, how do I go about, my son had been arrested a couple of times and released. So I paid bond money to get him out, $100 or so. How can I use Legal Shield if I have an emergency and my son is picked up again? Will Legal Shield go and bond him out without me having to pay that extra $100?
No, we do not do bond services. Again, the law in the particular state does not allow us to do that. But what we do have with our 24-hour service is the person that's getting arrested can call the law firm. The law firm can then talk with that person, find out exactly where that person is going to be, find out what the charge is, find out what the cost is, and then in turn call the parent, or they can call a bond representative so that if they need to use a bondsman, they can do that. But we cannot go and physically bond that person out.
Yeah, you're not the Jesse Jackson or the Willie Wilsons.
No. But that's a great question,
alive,
Daniel.
You know. Thank you, Daniel, for that question. And Daniel, you know, I'm a single parent too. Over 43 years being a single parent, my children are grown and professional. But the bottom line is, education and behavior starts at home. That's where it starts, you know. So they're not going to bond your son out. And my suggestion, you do what you want to do, but you didn't bond him out several times. Maybe he needs to spend the night there to see the big boys that's already there. Melissa, as a young and first starting agent for Legal Shield, how are you going about to attracting, I'm going to say, the millennials to your service?
You know what? I'm really excited about Legal Shield. And so just in everyday conversation, I just let them know, well, I show them the app that I have on my phone, the Legal Shield app. And I tell them it's so simple. If you need an attorney, they are available 24/7, 365. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And all you need to do is press one little button on the app, and you're automatically connected to your law firm. And if it's after business hours, then you have a red button to press for after hours emergency contact. And so with the millennials, I know we have a lot of young entrepreneur-minded individuals, millennials. I let them know that just with, I don't want to talk about another business that I was with life insurance, and they didn't think they needed life insurance. But just like they didn't think they needed life insurance, I'm reaching back out to that demographic to let them know that they do need legal services. They need to consider starting a will. I know people think that wills are for the elderly population, but if you have children, if you have property, if you have financial anything, any type of assets, it's never too early to start a will, to do some estate planning. And also, I'm trying not to say on the radio.
I think it's necessary for the millennials to have wills.
And also as a registered nurse, there's something I talk with them about advanced healthcare directives because I do work with millennial nurses. Most nurses I know, so whenever you go into the hospital, say you go in for an emergency, right, the paramedics bring you in, they're going to automatically save your life. You save your life, they're going to automatically assume that you are full code, save my life. Most nurses that I know are DNRs, those that do not resuscitate. I'm raising my hand because right now I'm a do not resuscitate. When it's time for me to kick out, let me kick out, I'll be back. And so, I wrote down in my notebook and I had it in my folder that I'm a DNR. But that advanced healthcare directive did nothing for me in my folder or in a notebook. And it's a legal document for advanced healthcare directives and wills. And so I tell my millennial colleagues and millennials, I tell everybody who are listening, get a will, get Legal Shield. Sign up for everything that you need. This program is amazing. This membership is amazing. Everybody needs it. I just like to spread the word to everybody. Social media, I'm not a social media fan at all. I like to talk to people directly, but I have signed back up with social media outlets so I can get the word out because that's the way that millennials and Generation Zers communicate. So I got to get with it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mo. I would like to mention, since you had asked Miss Melissa how was she marketing her services, we do have a very dedicated training program on helping individuals market our services. We're talking about our legal plan, our ID Shield plan, but we also have plans for truck drivers. We have plans for small business owners, and we have plans for employers. And I know that Melissa is really, really excited about going into that division where she's going to be talking to business owners. She's going to be talking to employers. And so each one of those areas have different ways to market the Legal Shield membership. And if those individuals, I hope this is okay, Mo, but if those individuals that are out there like Daniel is looking to become a part of Legal Shield, you have to actually go through an agent like myself or Melissa. So hopefully it's okay for us to give you the numbers where you can contact us so that we can give you more information. I'm going to give everybody that's listening right now my number. I'm going to ask Melissa to do the same thing. My number to contact me for more information or to find out how you can become a member is 708-935-7000. 6920. And Melissa, if you don't mind giving them your number, that would be wonderful.
Sure. My number, Melissa Forte, is 773-970-9096. One more time, that's 773-970-9096. Melissa Forte.
And we here at Legal Shield really pride ourselves. We have about 4.4 million members throughout North America at present, and we're growing every single day. We take in about 2,100 applications. So needless to say, Melissa is very new with Legal Shield. She's been here for about a month or more, but she is doing fantastic things and sharing this information with so many people because she sees the value. And when she became a member right away with our ID Shield plan, she found out that there were so many people that have been using her information all the way back to 2012. And so, you know, and this is what we find when people feel that ID Shield is something that won't happen to them. But our digital DNA is out there already. It doesn't matter what we do or what we don't do. It's already out there. So the only thing that we can do is be proactive. And we haven't touched on our ID Shield plan yet, but we have the best in class ID Shield plan. And I say all of that because we are, in fact, attracting more individuals that would like to be a part of our program to advocate for us in the communities that you live in the social media world, in the millennial world, in the commercial drivers world, in the small business world, whatever world you would like to be in, we're looking for more advocates because we have millions of people in the world. And right now, even at 4.4 million members, we're still only at a 3% market penetration. So that means that 7 out of 10 people still are not aware of these services, but our independent study has shown that 6 out of 10 people would like to get the plan if they knew it was available and if the cost was affordable. And both of those are here with Legal Shield. So back over to you, Mo, for the next person that has a question.
Well, we have several callers on that are, the board is lit up with about 15 people here, but next to their names, it just says, I'm listening, 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 listening. And these are, I got one caller here from Las Vegas, but they're just listening. So that's what I was about to take a phone call, but they are just listening. I do television, and I was just sitting here thinking about the background actors that work on the television and background movies with me. They're working for little or nothing. I have an agent, which I make more money than the background actors do, but yet and still I can see that the background actors, that may be a component that I may be able to do a forum for because they need to have some Legal Shield. You know, it's a lot of stuff goes on behind the scenes on the studio. You know, you fall and get hurt, then what? And they just put a Band-Aid on you. But if you have Legal Shield, you can have some representation in case you need to sue the movie industry. You know, so
you know
that,
what
that's
it's interesting that you mentioned that because we have several associates in our Legal Shield family that are also actors and actresses. We have individuals as authors. And one particular story comes to mind with a gentleman who was getting ready to do a extra on Chicago PD. And when they gave him the contract, he was able to take the contract into the law firm and have the law firm review it. And in that contract, it stipulated that if he signed that contract with Chicago PD, even as an extra, he would not be able to work for anyone else as an extra for 3 years. Now,
that's
he would not have
that's
known.
Yeah,
he would not have known that that was in there had he not had the contract reviewed. And once he had it reviewed, The attorneys told him that they could strike this part out and he could sign it. Well, the TV, Chicago PD, they did not want to strike that out, but they did give him a different deal. So he was able to be on Chicago PD. But now he's got to look out some contracts. They don't want to strike it out, so he doesn't work with them. The ones that do, he will work with. And in the entertainment world, we have entertainment attorneys. We have contract attorneys. And so they need to have their contracts reviewed. And they need to have that entertainment attorney. So I just wanted to bring that up because that's a very good point that you made.
And I'm glad you brought that up because that's my next thing is to have an entertainment attorney on. Even though I have two agents, sometimes I will do background work without the agent sending me there. You know, the agent sends you, you make more money. I'm SAG eligible, which means I would be in a union. That was the situation with the young man you just spoke of. If he signed that contract, he can only work on PD for that one time for the next 3 years. But I'm a regular on PD, but I'm a featured. But I'm going to look for an entertainment attorney to come on because there are a lot of issues and a lot of questions that need to be answered for these actors. They all are running for agents, and an agent really isn't needed. You know, I talked to Bruce Willis and Courtney Vance, which I just finished working with, and they started out without agents. But they need to be educated on what's going on in the entertainment world. And Chicago actors, background actors, the actors, period, they're all running to be SAG eligible. And Chicago's not a SAG city. California is where the biggest money is made. But I just, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. I have another question. Okay. This is my own question. With everyone being eligible to, with conceal and carry, what type of insurance, or if any, does Legal Shield carry for, like, gun supplement insurance?
Well, we do have a gun, yes, ma'am, and I'm glad you brought that up. And we do have a gun supplement. We have various supplements that can be added to your Legal Shield membership. One of them is a gun supplement. That gun supplement is necessary because it really helps get you to talk with the attorney to find out what you should do, how you should do it when you're pulled over or stopped by the police. And you have that gun in the car. Sometimes people have the license to carry, and sometimes they don't. Some licenses are only for different areas and not for every place you go. And so you need to understand what type of license that you have. For instance, you have licenses that will allow you to have the gun only in the car, only in the glove compartment. And then you have a license that will allow you to be able to get out of the car, put your gun in a holster, and walk around with it. So, you know, some people have licenses, but they don't really understand what type of license they have. And even though they may know what they have, they still have laws governing the carrying of a concealed firearm. So we have that supplement, and that's the best thing for them to have so that they can have access to the attorneys whenever they are pulled over and they have their firearm with them. And, you know, Mo, I want to just take a few minutes, just a few minutes to really explain the plan that we have. The Legal Shield plan gives every member it covers the member, it covers the spouse, and the children up to the age of 26. It gives them, as Melissa mentioned, the last will and testament, a living will, durable power of health care, and also any financial power of health care if they should need one. They have unlimited access to the attorneys for advice and consultation. The attorneys can write letters for them or make phone calls on their behalf. They can review contracts and documents up to a certain number of pages, but if it is a loan modification or a refinance or a closing on a home, you know that those documents can have so many pages. We don't have a limit on the number of pages that can be sent in. We also have moving traffic violations. So for Daniel, who talked about his son, maybe his son is driving, and he may get stopped, and he might be up under his parents' insurance. Well, we want to make sure that that insurance cost stays the same. So if he ever received a moving traffic violation, we have an attorney to go to court with them at no out-of-pocket cost. We have IRS attorneys that give you assistance with that. I'm dealing with that myself right now. And then also we give our members 60 hours of an attorney's time in the event that they are being sued for something. And so right away you have value. Not only that, Melissa mentioned the mobile app. All of our members have the ability to download a mobile app so that they can have access to their attorneys at the touch of their phone. And that includes that 24/7 emergency access. And then, you know, something that we didn't mention, we like to help our members save money too, Mo. So we give them access to discounts at over 400 retailers. I recently purchased a new printer, and just by using the discount that's afforded me through LegalShield, I was able to save enough money to pay for my legal plan for that month. Actually, I saved more to pay than my monthly membership fee. So we have so many things that we offer our members for that flat monthly fee that it's actually costing you money if you don't have access to LegalShield. So I just wanted to share that with everybody so that they can get a rounded idea of everything that's included in the service.
And a question just popped up, what are the prices? Well, we're not going to tell you the prices. I don't want them to tell you the prices. I want you to call the agents. I want you to call Melissa Forte. I want you to call Judy Taylor. I want you to call and inquire on the prices and the plans that are suitable for you. Because if we give you all the information, what's the purpose of having this radio program? We want you to communicate with these agents. We want you to communicate. And I really like the plan. And I'm on, you know, I'm twisting and turning myself on the identity plan. I did speak with my agent, Melissa Forte, and I'm trying to see which way to go with that because I'm in the street a lot. And I'm looking at as an active senior because I am a senior citizen, but I'm looking at the other seniors that I represent here in my community that they also need to invest. In fact, I may just think about having a forum for them on identity because the majority of them, they get the magazines and they throw them in the garbage. They don't take the labels off. And inside the magazine is a card that has a barcode in it. That barcode has all the information. So I can really see a need for that identity plan that you guys have.
Mo,
well,
can I share my identity?
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. I'd love to hear
it. Okay, so this is what happened. I signed up for all the services because I believe in LegalShield and I signed up for all the services. And so I logged on to my ID Shield website, and then I had this red bar at the top that said my email address had been compromised. And so I called and spoke with my private investigator because you will be assigned a private investigator who's going to help rectify whatever situation is going on regarding your ID Shield. And so she told me that I saw it for myself, my email address had been compromised and had been used on the dark web 17 times. That was since the year 2012. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And so I asked her, I've heard of the dark web. I said, what exactly is the dark web? She said the dark web is where people sell your ID. They sell your social security number. They sell your driver's license. They sell your email address. They sell everything that belongs to someone else for their own gain. And so I noticed in my email that I was getting all of these different emails from different businesses that I never signed up for. And so one of them in particular, I don't want to say the name, but it sounded like, because I do a lot of nursing and a lot of pediatric nursing. So this one email that I kept receiving from this, I'm not going to say the website, it kept coming to my email address. And so ultimately, I clicked on the link. And the link was to a geriatric pornography site. And I said, what is this? But it sounded like a child's, like, you know how you have Shriners and St. Jude's for kids, and I donate a lot of money to different pediatric hospitals.
Yes.
And so I thought maybe this was another pediatric hospital, but it wasn't. It was geriatric porn.
Wow.
So somebody
wow.
in the dark web was using my email address. Forgive me for hollering. When I get excited and upset, I get the hollering and yelling. And so the lady, the private investigator I had, she said, so what people, what someone might have done, they have gone into my email address, gone into my contacts. And so she said, for example, what they did was to send out an email to all of my contacts saying, hey, this is Melissa. I'm a little financially down right now. Can you send me some money? Can you send me $1,000? Can you send me $5,000?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I would never ask them for any type of money. And I definitely wouldn't ask via email. But somebody or some, you know, other people, that's how you see online or on the news all the time, that senior citizens have been sent these various emails asking for money. And they will send them thinking it's to somebody that they love, but if they're sending it to the dark web, and the dark web is sending back collection.
Wow.
But that's all. But
wow.
So, and then one of my other customers told me that all of her social media accounts had been hacked. All of her Instagram, her LinkedIn, her Facebook. And so if you constantly see that, okay, your password is not working, something is up. But yes,
so
that's all I wanted to share.
The ID is needed. So I'm really thinking that on our next town hall meeting on what's going on in the town, we need to have you to come and speak to identity crisis, because it's a need. I mean, we have, and it's not just in our town, it's all around where we keep our trash can in our garage until it's time for the garbage pickup, because we have dumpster divers. You know, dumpster divers make a point to go in that garbage, untie those bags. They don't care what you have in there, from sanitary napkins to watermelon rinds. They're going to go through. You understand? So these dumpster divers are looking for IDs. They're looking for something with your information on it. So we have to continue to educate. And this is why I like Legal Shield. I like Legal Shield.
This is why I love Legal Shield so much.
And you know what?
ID
fraud is becoming more and more prevalent, and the thieves are becoming more and more creative. And so not only what Melissa mentioned was called phishing, and then what Mo mentioned was called dumpster diving, but there are so many other different types of fraud. We have the phone fraud, where people call you. Have you ever got a phone call when nobody said anything on the other end? You're saying hello, and nobody's saying anything on the other end. Well, they are recording your voice. And what they do then is then they make a recording. They find out who your family members are, which we have all of this information. Those people that have Alexis in their home, those people that do social media, you're giving the thieves all of your information. They know your name. They know your children's name. They know your dog's name. They know what kind of books you read. They know what kind of programs you watch on television. And so they can easily take your voice, and they can mimic your voice and make a recording, and then they can call someone and say, this is Grandma. I'm in jail. I need you to send me, you know, $400. You know, they can easily do that because you have given them all that information. And if somebody said, well, how do I know who you are? Well, this, you know, your son's name is this, your mama's maiden name was that.
You have
given them all that information, and they have become so creative. And now, not only that, I mean, I'm like Melissa. I am just so fired up about protecting people's identities because it's so prevalent. they've got, especially during this pandemic, people are being hard hit with this pandemic. Mm-hmm. We're sheltering in place. We're going through as much as we can to stay safe and stay healthy. We've taken reductions in pay. Some people have lost work. Some people are getting unemployment. And then you have to worry about the scammers, too. And now you've got the ComEd scammers. You've got the gas scammers. You've got all of these different scammers out here that you need to have best-in-class fraud protection. And now you have the scammers for business. Could you ever think in your mind that someone could hack into your computer and hold it hostage for you to pay a ransom? And so now they got ransomware. And so Legal Shield is the only organization that's giving protection to small business owners and individuals that may be operating a business from home, the ability to have access to ID Shield for your business and protect you against people hacking into your system and holding your information hostage. I tell you, this is the best thing for you to have. And so we'd love to just share that. I know this time is running out, but guys, ID Shield is huge, and we have the best program because we're the only company that offers you the ability to have a private investigation company and all the consultants, not only for your protection, but for also to show you how to protect your privacy, because we don't know what to do. I wouldn't know how can I protect my privacy on my smartphone? How can I protect my privacy on my computer? How can I protect my privacy on Alexa? But there's a way for you to protect your privacy on these devices. And unless you get ID Shield through Legal Shield and have access to these consultants that know exactly how to tell you to protect your privacy so that you are encrypting your personal information, you would not know how to do it.
Uh-uh. And those of you that are listening, especially my active senior people that are tuned in here, we have about close to 2,000 people that are online here. I want you to know some of my active seniors will pick up that phone and say, yes, you know, you have to stop saying yes when you pick up the phone, because it turns out the prison system has a scam going on. When you pick up that phone and you say yes instead of saying hello, that yes means that you have given that prison system the okay to make a phone call or to put money on somebody's books. So I want you all to stop saying yes. I get phone calls from Menard Correctional Center and Dwight Correctional Center. You know, I advocate for X-Phone, so I have people that are in these facilities. But I do not say yes, because when that call comes in, it says, this is so-and-so from so-and-so facility. Will you accept the call? Will you accept the call or put money on a person's book? When you pick up the phone and say yes, that's all they need to hear. So we've got to continue to understand scamming is the new something. I can't say black is the new orange, because, you know, I'm talking about scamming. But this is
it's a new way for individuals to get into your personal business, that and so that they can take advantage of you. And again, for those of you that may have chimed in late, my name is Judy Taylor. I'm going to give you my phone number again. It's 708-935-6920. 708-935-6920. And Melissa can give you her number, because we want you to call us and we want to continue this conversation and answer any additional questions that you may have. Some people may have personal questions that they don't want to ask in a forum like this, and I do understand. So we want to make sure that you get your questions answered. And if you want to become a member, we definitely encourage you to do so. So, Melissa, I'll let you give your phone number.
All right, Melissa Forte, my number is 773-970-9096. Once again, that is 773-970-9096, Melissa
Portain. And both of you have been very educational, very informative, very inspirational. I mean, You know, this is serious stuff. Even though we might have joked a little bit and laughed, but this is very serious. This is a serious situation that we're living in. You know, the crime is on the rise. We're dealing with carjackings. We're dealing with senseless gun shooting. And we've got a lot of problems from the cannabis, which is another issue which I'll be addressing with New Leaf on expunging. Is New Leaf part of your program, too? I see they have a Legal Shield component with their New Leaf. Are you familiar with New Leaf, Judy? Judy?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Are you familiar with New Leaf? New Leaf
no,
is
not.
A program. Okay. Well, I'm going to have them on. And when I have them on, I'm going to have you and Melissa back on, too, because it's a program through a Legal Shield format, expunging convictions of cannabis users that they expunge directly. So when, I'm going to have them on in August 14th. And I'm going to reach out to you two, you and Melissa, to come back on to be part of that conversation with Attorney Brown, Cassandra Brown. But I want to take this
okay.
time. Our time is just, you know what, it was an hour, but our time has
so
run
fast.
Out. So fast because you have so much information. And I see a pastor has sent a question, but he doesn't say where he's from, and it's anonymous, about doing a forum or information at his church. And is that a yes or no for you guys?
Yes, sure, absolutely. Anytime that we can educate individuals about these services, we're more than happy to do so.
Okay, Pastor, just send me the information. You must know who I am, so you have my phone number, 708-653-6545, and we can arrange that. Education is power, and we need all the education. I want to thank my guests, Melissa Forte, and also Judy Taylor. I want to thank you for being on the show. I want to thank my listeners that are on the line from zip code 219-507, Central 9, from 513. So I want to thank all of you that have called in, that are tuned in, that are on here. I want to thank you, Sharon, Daniel, and Terrence, or Terrell, and those from Kansas and Oklahoma. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to In the Know with Mo. Until next week, stay focused. Stay safe and be blessed. You've been listening to In the Know with Mo, with your host.
Thanks so much, Mo.
Maureen Forte. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.